Knocking seems to be a feature of nativity plays. Over the years, the kind of knocking on the innkeeper's door seems to be a bit that we can't get rid of. And we've had the CD of the songs for this nativity going round and round in our car over the recent weeks. And that song in particular, Knock, Knock, Knock at the Door, which is on the CD twice, because it comes up twice in the nativity. And it's gone round and round, and it seems to have been the favourite of our youngest son, Luke, who whenever you get in the car and the music comes on, he just goes, knock, knock. Knock, knock. And in fact, as that song came on, I heard across the room from Luke, knock, knock, because it all I think he had been waiting for. But perhaps knocking on doors is something that we're all familiar with in one way or another. Maybe it's knocking on the door of your parents' bedroom. Maybe it's knocking on the door of a teacher's office. Maybe it's knocking on the door to go and see the boss. Perhaps sometimes it's a scary thing, isn't it, going and knocking on a door, waiting to perhaps hear some news or find out some results. Other times, perhaps it's quite an exciting and a hopeful thing, isn't it? Hopefully, if you're off to see family, if you've got family coming to see you this Christmas, it's one of those exciting moments when you get that knock on the door that finally they've arrived. And I know for small children in our household, there's an exciting thing when they're awaiting guests arriving and they're waiting for that knock on the door. There's something exciting going on. There's a sense of joy and a sense of anticipation. That knock at the door that announces an arrival. And in a lot of ways, what we've just been watching was God's way of knocking on the door and saying to us, announcing his arrival. Jesus was born, and in that way, God comes to be with us. And what we've just gone through is something of the story of how he did it, how he announces his arrival to the world. I mean, that little bit of dialogue with the shepherds, that it wasn't in a palace, it was just in a place where they kept animals. That there weren't hundreds of people who came, but God just drew a few people, some shepherds, some wise men, some people who would come and would go on and announce that birth to others. Just a few people to come, just to knock at the door. But of course, it was only the beginning of that story. In Revelation, we read some words of Jesus said to a church about knocking on the door. Revelation chapter 3, and it says this in verse 20. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. It's quite a powerful image of Jesus being stood at a door and of knocking. And it's a powerful image that actually someone drew what's become quite a famous picture of. That picture up on the screen is a painting drawn by William Hunt. And it's become quite a famous picture of Jesus stood at a door and knocking. That he wants to be let in to the person's life. The Nativity isn't just a story or something, some events that happened 2,000 years ago that we still decide to tell today. But it's the story of Jesus coming to this world, and for today that he still wants to be let into our lives. It says in that verse about eating together, that I will eat with you. Eating with people is a sign of friendship. Jesus wanting to be let in and come and eat with us is a sign that he wants to be friends with us. To welcome someone in and to eat with them also is a sign that you accept them. That God in Jesus says that he will accept you, no matter who you are, or what you've done, or your background, that he will come in and eat with you, that Jesus wants to meet with us and to be part of our lives today. In the play, several times we had the words that this changes everything, that this would change everything, the events that were going on, the things would never be the same again. And you get that sense that it was true for the shepherds, that when we read the accounts in the Bible, the shepherds went off, they were overjoyed with what had happened, these angels that appeared to them. They went back, they went off to tell loads of people what they'd seen, what they'd heard, what had happened. We get that sense from the wise men, these wise men who travelled from the east, that had picked up on the signs, picked up on the clues, and had been willing to take that long journey to come and meet Jesus. And we read about Mary. Mary, who all of these things went on, and it says that she pondered these things, she treasured them in her heart, what God was doing. And of course, many people here today could say they're part of this story going on from there, about people who've come to know, who've heard about Jesus, who's heard about what he's done, and that has changed their lives. And I could tell you my own story about how I believe these events, Jesus coming, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, have changed my life, that has changed everything. It's only the beginning, this story, the knock at the door. And it goes on to Jesus' story, his life, his death, and on to our own story with him. But maybe you've enjoyed this morning, but maybe perhaps those words don't ring true to you. Maybe for you this is just something that you do each year. It's just a tradition. It's Christmas, so you go to church and there'll be a nativity play. Maybe for you this isn't something that's changed everything. And perhaps that's because you don't know who Jesus is. Maybe it's because to you it's still just a baby in a manger. Maybe it's because you haven't invited him in. That verse in Revelation tells us that he's still knocking, that he's knocking at the door. And if we're willing to welcome him in, then it does change everything. That painting that was drawn by William Hunt, he felt that at one point he had to explain it to people. Because if you look carefully, you can see that there isn't a door handle on the outside of the door. And William Hunt explained that the door handle is on the inside. That it's for the person inside to open the door and to let Jesus in. So I just want to finish with a simple question. That this Christmas, will you open the door and will you let him in?